Good morning, everyone. Morning, Pastor. How is everyone today? Well, we should be good because God has sure given us a great day. We can sing and praise God and celebrate with our families.
Good morning, everyone!
Oh, good morning, Martha. I'm glad you dropped by. We were just talking about what a great day this is.
This is a great day?
Well, of course it's a great day.
Well, it seems like an okay day, maybe even a good day. But are you sure it's a great day?
I promise you, it's a great day. In fact, it's a day full of promises.
Ooh, I like promises. They're usually good things. Does this involve you promising to help me weed the garden?
I don't remember that promise. But no, it's not that kind of promise. This is even better.
Well, you'd better explain yourself then. Why is today a day full of promises?
Well, first of all, you remember, of course, that it is Father's Day.
Of course I remember that. I don't forget everything, you know. I even remembered to get my dad something for Father's Day. Pretty impressive, huh?
I suppose.
But what does Father's Day have to do with promises?
Well, those important men in our lives, like our fathers and grandfathers and special friends, make promises all the time. Many of them have even promised God that they would raise us as children of our Heavenly Father.
Oh, that sounds like an important promise.
It's a very important promise, and it's one that our fathers and mothers and godparents made to many of us the day we were baptized.
Wow.
But that's not all. The only reason that we can make promises to God is because God first made promises to us.
I know this one. God promised to send His Son Jesus to be our best friend and savior, and God kept His promise.
And God promised to forgive His children when they do wrong things, because of what Jesus did. And of course, God always keeps His promises.
And now we can say thank you for God's promises by promising to live as His children. In fact, our Bible verse for today talks about God and His promises. It's from Psalm 145. It says, "The Lord is faithful to all His promises." Let's have all our little friends and big friends say that together. The Lord is faithful to all His promises.
I think you're catching on. So, do you think today is just an okay day?
No way! It's a day to celebrate all the promises of God and to say thank you to all those great dads and grandpas and uncles and other wonderful men who have promised to teach us about our Heavenly Father.
Absolutely.
And now, how about the promise to help me weed the garden?
I was afraid you were going to bring that up again. Okay, how about after lunch?
That sounds good to me. And now it's time for our little friends to head over for Sunday school.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.